There you go, M people, moving on up to start us off on a Wednesday hump day here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are we doing, folks?
Very good. Very good is the answer to that.
Very good.
Yeah, thank God for it not being that Monday. It's still haunting me. So the coronavirus was nothing on the state of me coming in here the other day.
Absolutely.
Nothing on me. Not a bother.
Not even close.
I don't even care about anything
anymore. You got some sleep, obviously.
I did, yeah. Oh, I always slept like a log last night, yeah.
Yeah, I slept well last night.
It took a couple of days to get there now, but...
There must have been something about it.
Yeah. You, of all people, you never sleep.
I know.
You gave up sleeping about... What was it, about a month ago? You just threw your hat at it. You were like, I had enough of this now.
Yeah, no, it came as a proper shock when the alarm went off this morning, I can tell you.
Very nice. Very
anyway,
nice.
Yeah, no, good, Kip. Anyway, hopefully you're in good form, folks. Looking forward to the day ahead. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, whatever's going on for you. It's a birthday for Paul the Trucker. Paul the Trucker, life doesn't get much better for him. It's his birthday today and he's only got 3 more sleeps till he goes to Lanzarote.
Oh, yeah, big smelly trucker. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
Deadly, what? Lanzarote, everyone's doing that now. It's that time. Everybody's heading off all over the ways. Everyone meeting us has a holiday plan.
I don't know.
I can't believe Tara's here.
People seem to be taking holidays, you know, just willy-nilly. Just mean. The idea of the big summer holiday, that's long since gone. People take holidays now. You see...
But people expect to have a few breaks a year.
Exactly.
Now. I get a few breaks a decade.
Yeah.
But a few breaks a year now seems to be the norm. Like,
I'm trying to. Can you remember the last sun holiday we're on?
Yeah, it was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I
can't. Yeah, 3 years ago in Greece at that time.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Jeez, it's been a very long time. I think I'm Joan. You
sure.
Did that one where you ran away to that gaff and then you came back and says, I won't be doing that again. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's where I went to that place and it was called the such and such Sweets. And I thought, God, I'm Sweets.
I know, and you were showing us all the...
That's a very good price. That looks lovely.
You were showing us all the pictures online and everything.
Oh, my God.
And then you were like, oh, jeez, I'm not... You came back and went, that was a bit mad. Well, I didn't like that.
I tell you. Yeah, talk about Trade Descriptions Act.
Yeah, the Spanish Trade Descriptions Act isn't what you're used to.
Oh, I tell you something, you always know you're in a weird hotel if there's no one lift will take you somewhere. Do you know what I mean? If you have to get into a lift, go up a few floors, walk down that floor, get into another lift, go up another few floors.
And, wait a minute, then go down 8. What? I've come up a combined 6. Where am I going down
to? What's going on here? I feel like I've checked into Tetris.
You can hear the lift actually makes that sound. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was after that, I think, Yvonne decided I was never, ever, ever allowed to choose another holiday again.
And she just basically said she just ain't going on any. Yeah, because you haven't.
Yeah, that was my punishment.
And that's a couple of years ago now as well.
I was confined to Ireland for a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
As a punishment for that.
You get to go to Dublin every day.
Anyway, 6:10, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. As always, birthdays on the way. Steve Winwood, Valerie here at Classic Hits, almost 6:15. We got to say a quick hello to Ron, who's up a bit earlier than normal.
Morning, Ron. What's the story with you?
Doesn't normally get here till after 7.
What are you doing up? Go back to bed, will you?
I know, yeah.
Go back to bed. We'll survive without you for 45 minutes.
And the Wexican is off to Dubai in the morning.
Go on, Wexican in Dubai.
We're the only people left here, are we?
Oh, it's unreal. This is the time. I think people are starting now to go off on those holidays. They booked their Christmas time. You know that sort of thing? Because that's a new thing now.
When
you realise Christmas was crap and you start going, right... Need something to look forward to now to get out of this slump that I'm in.
So you buy yourself a little holiday.
So you buy yourself a little holiday or a weekend away or some sort of a thing, yeah.
If only.
If only. Oh, if only.
Anyway, right.
I think I'm going to drive up for a look around Wicklow or something this week.
We'll get you the closest thing you'll get to a holiday. You'll get a day off, right? So we'll get you this. We've got 5 ones for you to have a go at, right?
Yeah.
Some good ones, some... Very, very much not so good ones. But a good one to start for you. Shaken Stevens.
Ah, would you stop?
Is celebrating his birthday today.
He was a jovial old sort, wasn't he? Shaken Stevens. I used to enjoy him.
I must look up what his real name was. Normally they give you on the old almanac, they give you the real name. They say Shaken Stevens, real name, blah, 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 blah. But it just says known as Shaky.
I hear that, yeah. He was great crack with his grand piano and he'd be knocking on the green door and all
green
that.
Green door.
I enjoyed him.
This old house.
This old house.
Yeah.
Michael Barrett was his real name.
Oh my God. Michael Barrett. Michael sounds like Barrett. A solicitor.
Yeah, it does. It's, you'd have to change
Michael
that.
Michael Barrett QC will be representing you.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd never expect him to be doing the whole, yeah, ain't going to leave this house. Man, but that should be amazing. We are saying that due to the terms of divorce, your client must now leave the house to his wife. You ain't going to leave this house no longer. You ain't going to leave this house no more. Yeah, going, yeah, Scott, yeah. I think I figured out why I've lost this case.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't got time.
Sit down, Michael, will you? Sit down, Michael.
Ain't got time.
I will hold you in contempt.
Yeah.
And he'd had a Christmas one as well, didn't he? What was his Christmas one?
What was that? Yeah. What was that? I cannot remember what it was.
Oh my God, what was his?
You see, I go into blackouts. Once Christmas has passed, I'm
Merry
not very...
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. We're gonna have a party tonight. He was such a corny old sort, but yeah. He was kind of like, actually, the Bublé of the day.
Yeah.
He was the Bublé of his day. He was sort
he was
of
trying to be... I don't know what he was trying to be, but I suppose he was kind of like a poor man's English Elvis.
And is there a better type of Elvis, I wonder?
Wearing his double denim and everything.
Yeah.
Attaboy, shaky.
I'm going to say that he is not well. I'm going to say... 64.
72 he is.
He is not.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on you, shaky Michael
72.
Barrett.
Yeah, right now.
Now he's just a shaky Michael Barrett.
Yeah, now he is actually shaky. Down to the fact that he's 72. Right, here's one that possibly won't go down well, okay?
Oh, dear.
It's a sir. You never like them anyway. You know, when they come up, when they're a sir.
I'm never too fond. I don't understand.
Yeah,
no.
You'll particularly won't be too fond of this sir. Because he's a sir that talks like that.
Oh, my
actually,
God.
Actually, to be fair, he's not. He's a sir from Scotland. What? Sir Kenny Dalglish.
Oh, my God. The old dog lead himself. God, he was a curse, wasn't he? He is one of them.
He's a Liverpool legend, of course, but he's a Scottish legend.
And he is a Scottish, well, yeah, he is, is he? Yeah.
And but the good thing about him, he's completely, a bit like Ferguson was, to be fair, completely sort of, you can't understand a word he says.
Not a word. Not even here because I like football. I'm here because I want to upset other people who like football. Right enough, I just want to make sure that when we leave a place, everybody's not happy we were there in the first place.
Yeah, Kenny Dalglish.
Kenny Dalglish. Of course, he destroyed the title at United with Blackburn as well.
Was he manager there at the time as
he
well?
He was, yeah. Yeah, oh he was. God. The old dog lead was whipping around. Whipping
How many
up
more
a storm.
Reasons do you need to dislike
to
a person?
To dislike a fella. At least Liverpool, the wheels have come off and Liverpool are going backwards. Thank God for that.
God, will they ever win a game again?
No, there's three losses in a row. It's all over. It's all over. Oh, the campaign is dead. Clop out! Clop out! You're crap! Yeah, spending all his time thinking about his false Delph. Clop out! What a crappy, terrible club.
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Terrible
if
club.
If there was a plane flying over. Yeah. Clop out, yeah. Oh, it's weird. Are we ever going to win again?
Yeah, never. Look, they're after losing the league, the Champions League and the FA Cup in 3 days. Clop out! Clop out! Crap team.
Oh.
Right, I got to say, Kenny Dalglish is... Oh, he's 77.
He's 69.
Oh, you're joking.
69,
right.
He is. Right now, it doesn't really get much better for you now, unfortunately.
Right. Oh, dear.
Because it is the man responsible for one of your least favourite songs in the oldest, widest world. Chris Rea. Is celebrating his birthday.
My God, you're really hitting me with the hard stuff today.
It's not my fault. All these people were born on the same day.
How did that happen? Whoa, my, that's unreal. Chris Rea, driving home for Chris. Have you ever heard George like that? George.
I don't think it's the worst Christmas song.
George, it
Come
is.
Come on, we've heard some queer old Christmas songs on this station.
That's the worst. I mean, slime comes out.
Even the one with the wallpaper one. What was it? No, the waitresses.
The wrapping paper one.
Wrapping. Wallpaper?
Yeah, wallpaper. Wallpaper in the house for Christmas.
The wallpaper one. Do the walls. The walls.
Wrapping presents in the wallpaper. Do the walls.
That's pretty ropey. But anyway, right, Chris Rea.
Deck the walls with rolls of paper. Tra la 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 la.
Get it embossed and painted later. Tra la 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 la.
Oh my God, that's actually a great ad, isn't it? You've just actually come up with a really good Christmas ad.
If somebody needs a wallpaper jingle, PJ and me, we're men.
We're all over that one by the sound of it. Chris Rea, George Master General himself, is 66.
Oh, I thought you were going to get it there. He's 69 as well.
Oh, wow.
So literally two of your least favourite people were born on exactly the same day in exactly the same year.
Coincidence? I think not.
Right, okay. Now, this one is following on from a lad we had yesterday. Remember John Verga was on the birthdays yesterday?
I do, yeah.
Well, this guy was around a similar sort of time, right? Good old shiny-headed Willie Thorne.
Oh, Willie Thorne.
Do you remember the old egg in the nest?
I do remember Willie Thorne. God, that's gas. And the mad thing about the 80s and all when they were playing these lads, they all looked normal.
Yeah.
Except for Dennis Taylor's specs, everything looked normal.
Absolutely.
And you look back at it now and think, jeez, lads.
Yeah. One lad looked like Dracula. You'd Willie there with his egg in the nest.
They did look like it looked like a bunch of lads, the spare lad in each local.
And then there was Bill Werbeneck, who used to go around drinking 8 pints before he played.
Before he had it. It was a magic time.
And he had a doctor's note for it and everything.
Yeah, the doctor's note. It was a prescription. He had a prescription for pints.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't have to wear a dicky bow either.
Yeah, oh no, jeez. It didn't suit. Like,
it's because there wasn't one. They would have had to get in a blooming. You'd have had to show up a rope and do one of your R and a line knots.
Yeah, be extended. Like, you'd have to put two together. You'd have one on the front and the back. That's right, get one onto him.
Anyway,
God, that's right. I forgot about that. Willie Thorne is
now a commentator, of course.
Yeah, he's around the late 60s as well. 67.
Oh, getting closer. 66.
Ah, fart.
And then the last one, then complete change attack. Patsy Kensit. Actress,
oh my God, I love Patsy
Kensit. Actress and marrier of rock stars.
I love Patsy Kensit. I was so into Patsy.
Well, you see
Kensit.
Now, if you'd have become a rock star, you'd have been in with a shout. She was married to Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
She was married to Jim Kerr of Simple Minds.
And we never play her song on this station.
What is her song?
Eighth Wonder, when she was with Eighth Wonder. Do you remember the band? That's where she became famous.
Oh, right.
Oh.
I thought she was just famous for marrying rock stars.
No, she was a rock star.
And being a pretend actress.
Oh, Jim McCabe, wash out your dirty mouth before you end up with a neck like Mr. Verbeneck.
Yeah.
No, she was...
Because I didn't think it was our stint in Emmerdale or Holby City that made her a star. Although you never know.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was in Eighth Wonders, not remember. Take these dogs away from me. Do you remember that? If I was you, I wouldn't treat me the way you do. Do you not remember all that?
No.
Well, I fell for
it. To be honest with you, the weird thing about it is, at the moment, I don't even feel like I missed out.
Okay, I didn't do it very much justice. I think the worst thing I do, and I do this a lot, someone goes, you're not, no, that's, and I burst into song and they go, and the first, and like that, everyone's first reaction is that sounds terrible. But that's because I'm doing it.
So that was a hit, was it?
A big hit, oh yeah.
Right. I'll have to dig it out now and have a listen.
About 87 or 88 maybe I'd say it was. Okay. Patsy Kensit, I'd say she's about 54.
Not bad, 52.
No, yeah, yeah. 52. Good on you, Patsy Kensit. Mad about you, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, PJ was the one who bought your record.
A few times.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara. 6:31. How are you today? Actually, Joe, something. We were just wondering why you're still here. The amount of people who have been texting in saying they're going on holiday.
Oh, it's all in hand, chaps. It's all in hand.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, going for the big one this year, so...
Oh, really?
What are you going for?
Going for Thailand.
For a year? You're going for a year?
No, I'm not going for a year. Oh, I'm going for the big one this year. Yeah, so instead of having... there'll be another few little breaks later on in the year.
Oh, you're such a jackass.
But I've sort of postponed my usual post-Christmas perennial to just roll it into a slightly big one in April.
So instead of going weekly this year, you're just going to monthly and then having one big one.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually hoping for a bit of self-containment and a slap of the old corona for a break myself.
That could be arranged, PJ.
Yeah,
I think that's
the best chance of holiday this year.
Either that or getting locked up for you, PJ, is probably the other great possibility.
Yeah, a great breakaway.
I'm annoying now. I'm officially annoying because yesterday I put that app on my phone that count down the minutes, hours, days and literally seconds till your plane takes off.
You're joking.
No, so I think I'm day 28 now today.
I was just going to say, have you got an official update?
Yeah, 28, day 28, I think. So,
Day 28. And Tara's already become really annoying.
I'm actually thinking of starting my packing later today, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, of course you'll have to start your packing. So you have your break before you head on.
Weekend away before I get there.
You'll have to have a mid-packing holiday as well, don't forget. I mean, come on. Bon Jovi, of course. John Bon Jovi celebrated his birthday not that long ago. Was it earlier this week we were doing John Bon Jovi on the birthdays? He definitely cropped up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Maybe Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember either. It's a pity I can never remember these ages, because it would make the following year a little bit easier.
It would make it a bit easier, all right. Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi and Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's leaving 20 to 7. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads of people have. Thank you for that. Vast majority of them, it has to be said, are getting... I tell you something. There's going to be protests, man.
Right? Why?
I mean, like, you know, obviously the world has a lot of problems. Coronavirus being
a big
one.
It does.
You know, obviously here in Ireland, what with homelessness and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of reasons that people can get angry. My God, you want to see how angry they get about the hit bit and not getting on to have a go.
It's only, yeah, well, now that there's it's a tasty sort of amount of cash for sure. What are they giving out to you now? Before the day has even started, they're roaring at you.
The full thing. Lads, I've been waiting ages to have a go at the hit bit. And there's all sorts of that. But anyway, listen. We'll do our best, okay? To be honest with you, we won't do our best. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to leave it to Michael. Michael will do his best.
Michael will do his best. You can be assured. And then what we'll do then at the end of the show is we'll read out his private mobile number and you can give him loads of abuse. Yeah, exactly. He'll love that.
And we'll give you his Twitter handle and all that sort of stuff as well. So you'll be able to DM him.
Radio Mike or something like that.
By the way, Kenny the Trucker... You weren't the only one who apparently bought Patsy Kensett's single.
I can't believe we never played the
Kenny
song.
Kenny the Trucker says he had the 12-inch version of Eighth Wonder.
Yes, I had it.
We had to listen to it, and I have to confess, it still didn't ring any bells to me.
I know. Oh, man, it was brilliant. She was a superstar. Well,
as I said, I just listened to it and wouldn't quite go as far as brilliant.
Oh, come on.
But she had a very lovely head back in the day.
You have to imagine yourself as a 14-year-old juggler.
Well, obviously,
who's just discovered the idea of having a few inches on the record player. You know.
Where are you going with
well,
that?
Well, you're saying 12 inches
oh,
and all.
Oh, sorry, right, okay. Yeah.
I was 14, I probably only had the 9-inch. And it was like, I'm doing the whole... And be looking at the video then on the telly.
Right.
And her, she looks gorgeous in the video. And the song. Grand, okay, it sounds a little dated now, but back then it was the hit of hits, I would have thought.
The hit of hits.
Oh, yeah. Because Patsy Kensett was in it. And then she went off to do her...
That was the one, was it? They had one hit, did they?
No, I think there was two. I think... I think actually the Pet Shop Boys did a cover of that.
Of?
Of the one that you heard.
I Am Not Sorry or something.
I'm Not Scared. No, I think it was another one. There was another one. It was two hits. There was two hits. I can't think what the other one was now. But she was equally fantastic.
I'd say she'd be delighted to know that she had so dedicated a fan. I mean, I'd say if you said to Patsy Kensett, what were the name of your big hits again? She'd go, what? How in the hell am I supposed to remember that? God's sake.
She'd remember the lyrics and all. I'll be there telling her about them. And the first line's about
there
dogs.
There was a reason she had to go and marry Jim Kerr and Liam Gallagher, right?
Yeah, so she could write some songs for them.
Obviously, the pop career wasn't going the way she'd hoped.
She just didn't want to be the front man anymore. I bet she probably wrote half of the Simple Minds songs.
Poor old Elf Terry just woke up, got up, and then realised he's on a day off. So he's going to go back to bed.
Go back to bed,
That's like finding the fiver in your pocket. That's fantastic.
I'm just glad a Liverpool fan got out of bed when he didn't have to. That's all I'm saying.
You're going to make the most of this, aren't
Lovely
you?
Fella, Elf Terry. I'd just like to say three in a row.
Actually, apparently somebody's corrected you. It's 3 losses in 4. So they're not quite in a row.
Oh, are they not?
It's three losses in four.
Of course it's not. Even look at that. Even Liverpool won't let you enjoy them losing. They won't even let you have that.
Some people.
You can't have that these days.
By the way, Pat the Plasterer is now officially on side. He can confirm following his short break around Ireland that there is no such place as Leitrim. He says because he literally can't remember a thing. Everything was a blur. So it may well be that Men in Black thing, that when you leave Leitrim, they do that thing where they shine the light in your eyes. Yeah. And you forget everything that happened.
And you go, where was I? Sligo. Yeah.
That could be it.
That's what it is, yeah?
It might be that. It might be that. Right, listen, what is it? It's 7:15. Let's tell you what's happening today. Of course, the hit bit you know about. People are plaguing us already this morning. Literally from before we come on air. People plaguing to look at to have a go at the hit bit. So hopefully Magical Mike will be impressed by somebody. Get you on, give you a shot at how much today?
I just signed in. 1,360 quid. Maybe it's 70 quid.
70, yeah.
1,370 quid.
Well done.
Yep.
So that's on the way in about an hour's time. Classichits.ie. Miraculous is the clue. All the previous guesses and the hit bit and stuff on the website if you want to have a little look there. And of course, also we'll have more tickets up for grabs today on the breakfast table quiz. Prizes every day, so you don't have to get a top score. You just got to get at least five or more to scoop that particular day's prize. We'll tell you what it is today a bit later on.
So nice and easy, so it is, yep.
And whatever else might drift into PJ's head and out the other side.
I'm having a look here, yeah. TV's of the future. I'm talking about that February that we just had, like the worst one of all time, nearly almost. It was so crap.
Right.
And then a word we need to all have with Phil Collins, because he's getting Genesis back together after he hardly...
After what you went through.
I'm still not happy
when
with
when he was solo.
The carry on of him when he was solo. We need to have a serious chat about him.
There you go.
Jackass is what you are, Phil Collins.
Yeah, Kenny Crows and Mr. Jones here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. We've got to give a quick shout out to all the lads who are off to Benidorm on a stag, PJ.
Oh, dear.
Literally your favourite thing.
God almighty. God bless Benidorm. Who's going to that?
Whack.
Whack, whack.
Whack.
Jeepers, when you have a name like Whack.
Maybe Whack's not going, but he's the one sending the messages. Whack at AA event wants to say hi to all the lads off to Benidorm on a stag.
Good luck to you, lads. I imagine.
You love that. Nothing would make you happier, would it, then? Getting asked to go on a big stag.
I'd rather have B.A. Baracus' jewellery collection shoved into me bottom. I hope you have a great time, lads. I certainly hope you have a great time.
Right, 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. Yeah, that is the theme from Blockbuster. There's no particular reason for it other than it's a bit of classic telly. And we got a little telly story. Telly of the future, though.
The TVs of the future. In 10 years' time, they say we're going to be...
Tomorrow's World, shouldn't I?
Oh, well... Yeah, no. No, let's stick with the nostalgia.
No, yeah.
Nostalgia.
I'm just nostalgia.
Jeepers, I'm getting all...
It must be because we have a royal visit.
What?
Nostalgia.
Two bleeding Egypts are absolutely doing me head in. I have to go to town today and do actual stuff.
Yeah.
And those two royal idiots are going to be knocking around with roads closed and everything. It's such a pain. They really have turned into those visitors that just don't know when to stop calling over. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we've done the whole big deal of not... You know... Give me a text. Or text Ireland, like all normal people do.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to remember, of course, the famous Irish welcome, Cade Míle Fáilte. Yeah. These are words you'll never hear from PJ Gallagher.
They were over there bothering the...
Tourism, of course, worth quite a lot of money to the economy, but...
What the hell? I can't... Right. How is it worth money to the economy?
Well, you get onto the telly and stop ranting about the royals,
for God's sake. They're not worth any money. Get rid of them. It's the buildings. People go and see the buildings. The buildings are worth money to tourism. Anyway, doesn't matter.
We weren't going to do a story about television.
Can I just say, Will and your missus, will you just stop? Go on out to hold early, will you? Because we all have to go to town later. Right, so the TVs of the future. The TVs of the future. They're saying up to 100-inch screens. You'll be able to have a home. 100-inch screens.
Wow.
So they're sort of analysing the way things are going. They reckon in 10 years' time, you'll have 8K TVs with 100-inch screens. They say TVs now are going to get an inch bigger every year for the next 10 years.
Are your eyes 8K, are they?
Exactly. See, this is it. But you see, you're so right. It's getting to the stage.
What are your eyes?
I don't know. But there's already things better than my eyes. Do you know what?
Well, certainly better than my eyes in the last couple of
It's gonna be retracting a little bit. Yeah, I know. Hitting the old winky winky or yourself.
I think I'm gonna need a 100 inch TV. Because I'm gonna have to put it at the end of the street. You know that thing when your arms need to
get the range right, yeah.
All the time. Just reading this label here. Or this menu or whatever.
You'll have to go across the road to the pub to watch your own TV in the garden. That's the way it's getting. Like, yeah. When you be watching, the screen's so big that you'd be watching golf and this actual ball would be the size of a football on the television.
Because remember you, as a kid, people used to give out to you for sitting too close
to the telly. Too close, that's all gone, yeah. That's all. Square eyes was a thing. They used to say, you'll get square eyes, whatever they were.
And it was supposed to be really bad for your eyes and everything.
And now...
Chanel, my God, what the size of television's even now?
Yeah, it doesn't... My two nephews, they go around to me ma's gaff, you know, and they sit so close to TV... The two of them, side by side, that it is literally impossible to see what's going on.
Yeah.
But they stitch glue to it. And they use the front of the telly as a shelf to put sweets on.
Oh my God.
Like, that's how close they're sitting to the telly.
And it's like, remember when you used to go to the cinema and if you got at the very front row, it was too close. You'd have to keep... It was like watching a tennis game because you'd be from one side of the screen to the other side of the...
You could literally...
Trying to watch what was going on.
Looking up James Bond's nose. You'd see the boogers in his nose. I was that close up the front. But they say
that... And then you get those curved TVs. So you're right, you could literally be in the telly.
I think that's what's going to happen. They say that they asked these guys in Deloitte and Touche, whoever they are, they were like, they're the ones that have done all these surveys and statistics and all that. And they were saying the only time you'll be able to say in the future now, and in the future being the next 10 years, that a TV is too big is when you just don't have the room to fit it into a house. That's it.
Yeah. But so it's good news for you, though.
Why is it?
Because how much would you say those tellies will be?
Oh, I'll tell you.
Right.
They reckon they'll be like... hold on. No, I won't tell you. It says that they cost thousands today, but they're going to get cheaper and cheaper. It doesn't give us a
right.
Price,
yeah. And I'll tell you something, PJ. This could be the answer to your prayers. Because you could literally just buy enough of them to build a house. You could literally live in a television house. They could be your walls.
Yeah. And then I just have to ask the neighbours if I could plug me gaff in. Couldn't run an extension lever out there so I could plug the house in. By any chance.
Oh, man. But it will, if you're in the telly, you'll end up shoulder to shoulder with somebody who's, you know, you'll be, I was going to say, well, you'll be watching golf, but you obviously won't be watching golf.
No.
Standing there, trade the tiger. Oh, man, you were caught, weren't you?
Now, what I want you to do, Tiger, is slow up and fast back. Is that it? Is that how you play golf?
Slow up and fast back?
Is that
actually, it? You could be like the ultimate caddy with your send me a size 12 bat.
That's it. You'll be able to actually take part in these events. Like, there'll be virtual reality, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be standing beside Tiger looking at him going, right, send me a size 12 bat there, Barry. We're going to be lashing this fellow out of it. Yeah, it'll be all of that. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
But isn't that the way sports should be going and will probably go? Like, that you'll be able to be watching the Grand Tour, or, you know, of golfing, right? Whatever it is, the right. Competitions they have, isn't it? The Grand Tour of golfing,
I
right?
mean, like, you could immerse yourself in all of those sports, like golf and rugby, maybe.
Yeah, but I bet you it's going to be like that. And then they'll say, right, there you go. Now we're going to pause while the viewers take their shots at home to see how they would have competing, blah, blah, blah. It will be like that, won't it?
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to have a go and then see how you would have kept up with the pros, or if not, at all.
Unless you're like... Here's Jim McCabe here from Dublin in Ireland. He's about to take his shot. And, we'll just get some medical treatment for that man and then we'll move on.
Tiger Woods has been horrendously injured. But it'll end up being some sort of interactive thing with sport
that's,
in the house.
Now you're making
that's
it sound brilliantly cool. Now I know, want it to happen.
And
now.
The thing is, I was trying to argue against it at the start.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Time to get another name into the draw. We'll hopefully get another name into the draw. Hopefully whoever's on the line is going to have the right answer for us. The chance to win this incredible trip to Cape Town, of course, in South Africa. It's all with thanks to Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. We have an amazing prize to give away this week. We've been telling you about it a lot. You'll hear about it loads and loads over the coming days. But the most important thing is to make sure you're in with a chance to win it.
Yeah, in with a chance to win. So, let's pick who it is. We got our calls in. We've done our loads. It's so popular, by the way.
Mm.
Everybody's trying to get off to Cape Land, wherever that is.
Okay, yeah.
Jim.
Very close to Cape Town.
But we have our entry for the draw today. It's Siobhan in Limerick. How are you, Siobhan? Hello.
Hello, Siobhan.
Oh, she's gone.
Siobhan, are you there? Let's try the other line. Siobhan, are you there?
I'm here.
Ah,
how are you? You're there.
Yeah,
now.
How are you, Siobhan? Yeah. How's things?
All good. How are you?
Good stuff. Yeah, not too bad at all. Now, listen, before we put you on the spot, okay, just for our personal pleasure, because it's really embarrassing for Andy Bad News, we're just going to play this clip, this little clue again, okay? Have another listen.
Tis I, the Caped Crusader, back again. I'm saving a frog in this country from losing his legs. Gotta go. Au revoir.
It wasn't too tough, really, Siobhan, was it?
No, not really.
Go on, give us the answer.
Would it be France?
Yeah,
of course it is. Well done, Siobhan. You're in the draw anyway, so keep your fingers crossed, yeah?
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Ever been to South Africa, Siobhan?
No, it's on my to-do list.
Absolutely. It is kind of, I think it is one of those sort of places. It's on a lot of people's bucket lists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ever been to France?
I've been spirits. No frog's legs, though.
Well, good for you, Siobhan. Anyway, listen, the good news is you're safe and sound in that draw. There's a few days to go before we make the final draw, but who knows? Fingers crossed for you. Well done.
Perfect. Thanks, Millen. Love the show.
Thanks, Siobhan. Kind. Thanks, Siobhan. Take care. Have a great one.
There you go. Siobhan O'Shea in Limerick. Another name into the draw. And, of course, that's what it's all about. You simply spot where the Cape Crusader will be or where he is at the time, and you could get your name in there as well. Another chance to play with Niall Boylan, I think, later on this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, the Boiler throws other people into the draw. So we've still got a fair bit of time on this, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and get in early because it is phenomenal reaction to it, so there is. And like
huge
Jim says, sir, who wouldn't want to be heading to Cape Country? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, close enough, buddy. Close enough, buddy.
Think so.
Oh, well, thanks to Turkish Airlines. Widen your world. Sunway Holidays. Your holiday your way. And, of course, as we mentioned, multitrip.com. Protect you and your family's holidays with Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is worth £1,370 today. Not small money at all anymore. Knocking on the door of $500,000 or something like that. We're right up there. £1,370. We'd love to give it to you this morning if you can tell us what this is. And that's about the size of it. The clue is miraculous, of course, don't forget. So let's go to Dee Egan. How are you, Dee?
Hello, good morning, Jim. I'm
CJ. How are you doing, Dee? What's your still sound in flying form?
We are indeed. I'm in the car with the grandson. He's going to the RDS today. His name is Thomas.
All right, Thomas. What's in the RDS today?
Hi, I'm in the RDS about now. So we're doing like science and all.
Oh, basically, science.
We're going to probably get a big reward.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I like the sound of that. Reward's always a good thing.
Definitely. And I hope you come up with a cure for the coronavirus while you're out there.
Right, so listen. So
one of our projects is like a hurley, so hopefully we'll hit one of the snows with it.
Oh, right, okay. Wow. So listen, Dee, is this your guest now, or is this...
Thomas.
Thomas's guest.
Mine.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
I was listening to you a couple of weeks ago there, and kind of got a bit of a hint because the following song you played was I Want to Break Free.
Right.
And it was just something maybe that you said. So when I Googled it, I discovered it within Freddie Mercury that a miraculous ladybug is Explore Tears of Mercury. It's a cartoon character.
Wow. Right. That, well, tell you something. You did your research on this.
Yeah, we see where Thomas gets the love of research. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Scientific this is.
So but did I win?
Well, here we go. So you're going for Freddie Mercury, I Want to Break Free, yeah?
Yeah, Queen.
Queen, I Want to Break Free then. Right, let's find out.
A lot of work went into that, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Let's check out with Simon Cowell then.
I'm going to say absolutely categorically no.
Sorry about that, Dee.
That's a terrible shame.
Have a good day.
You too, Dee. And Thomas, have a brilliant day in the RDS as well.
Yeah, bye.
Cheers.
See you, Thomas.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Cheers. Take
right,
care.
Right, so, Chris is on the other line. How are you, Chris?
Morning, lads. How are you doing?
All good, Chris. You?
Oh, not too bad. I'm stuck in traffic now, going to work as usual. So, yeah,
Where are you?
Just going into Cork City.
In the cities. Yeah, how, is it really bad, yeah?
It's pretty chocking now at the moment, and it's raining as well, which is making things a bit worse.
Never a good thing.
Lovely, isn't it? Yeah, what a great little bounce since the spring we're having. So nice.
Yeah, I can't wait for summer to start. No, at this point.
Right, so
if it's ever going to start.
I don't know.
You're getting a bit optimistic there, Chris, expecting a summer as well.
You got to be.
Have a go anyway, Chris. He's trying to give you something. What do you think?
Okay, I think it's a song by Carlos Santana, Black Magic Woman.
Black Magic Woman, great song, right.
Right, let's cross to a movie set, lads. Let's go to Christian Bale, who's on a movie set. Christian, Chris just made a great guess.
Oh, good for you. No! No!
Sorry about that.
These are getting more harsh every morning.
Absolutely. Christian is not a happy man. Listen, Chris, have a good day. I hope you get through the traffic and the rain. Thanks a million for playing. Keep at it.
Cheers,
lads. Thanks
very much.
Cheers, buddy.
Take care, Chris.
Right, so there it is. Two more to scratch off your list. You can play again. Damien Farrelly at 20 to 5, of course.
Yeah, still 1,370 quid with Damien Farrelly. He'd be happy to give it away for me. And you can register, of course, anytime on 087-188-0008.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun here at Classic Hits Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's Wednesday, 4th of March. Just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Of course, breakfast table quiz is on the way. We were wondering what tickets we had. PJ went and did a bit of research.
Oh yeah, I did, and we've got the script today again, so we still have more script tickets to give away. We're going to change it up a little bit then tomorrow on Friday.
Cool.
But more script tickets if you get five or more in the breakfast table quiz today.
So that's on the way a bit later. But, as we said, we are taking our responsibilities as broadcasters very seriously. I was giving everybody a moment to let that sink in.
I know, yeah. Well, this
I paused for dramatic effect there.
And in case you're wondering, yes, that is hospital music in
hospital
the background.
Hospital music. Because, of course, naturally, you just can't go absolutely anywhere without encountering somebody talking about the coronavirus and the do's and the don'ts and the hype and the wrong stuff and then the right stuff and the good stuff. And it's, you know, difficult to decide which. But the one message that has been there from the very start is this message about washing your hands. And
yeah.
We... PJ and Jim in the morning are certainly not washing our hands of our responsibilities.
No, not at all.
Come on, you've got to be proud of that, Mike.
That's a good one now, Jim.
That wasn't a bad point.
Bonus point.
Bonus point for that.
Now, I have to say, right, there's been this guideline that has been given to us that when you're washing your hands, right, you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday twice. Now, Jim McCabe, not being someone to overthink things,
exactly.
In all seriousness, someone goes, well, I don't like you say Happy Birthday. But is it like this? Happy Birthday to you.
Exactly.
Or,
I mean,
is it Happy Birthday to you? Happy Birthday to you?
I mean, is it the original? Is it the remix? Like, for example.
The
like
remix.
This one.
The remix.
Day to you. Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah.
Like, is it like that? Or is it Happy Birthday to you? Happy Birthday to you? Happy Birthday to you, Jim? Happy Birthday to you? Happy Birthday. Do you know what I mean?
It's that one.
It's the one
you just played, yeah, because it's 20 seconds.
Yeah. Right, so it's the full, it's the old version.
It's the full job, yeah.
Right,
it's
okay.
The full, yeah, so we apparently very little, if any of us, unless are trained medical professionals, are washing our hands the correct amount of time regardless. I mean, I wash my hands once a month before this came out, but anyway, that's a different thing. But now they're saying...
God,
they're saying,
that makes me feel so sick.
Don't you worry about it, Jim. let me just blab my mouth.
Can I just point out I'm sitting here, right? I'm sitting here with me antibacterial multi-surface wipes that Andy Bad News gave me. I wipe down every morning and I say, PJ, do you want these? Not at all, no.
Not sure, I'm wiping
so
it with
literally,
me.
So literally, you're within the 2 meters.
Sleeve. I wipe it with my sleeve.
You're within the 2 meters. I spend more than 15 minutes in your company.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get it, even despite all my preparations, Michael, I mean, at least Mike has an entire room to himself. He's got like about four panes of glass
we
between you and him.
We don't see much of Mike these days.
Yeah. He's self-isolating in there.
In his little box.
But anyway, listen, so, stop it. Happy birthday was the guideline, but Magic Mike had a bit of a dig around, and apparently you don't have to stick to Happy Birthday.
No, you don't, because a survey has been done online and lots of people have responded to it and given other songs that have a chorus of around 20 seconds.
So we don't get bored, so we can mix it up a bit, is basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
There's now a chart
hand washing mix.
So we almost have like a top 10 chart hit of of songs to choose from that will help you wash your hands.
Yeah, so do you want me to play one of these?
Absolutely, give us a blast of what else we could choose.
For example, you could sing a little bit of Beyonce as you wash your hands. Right?
Right, we're actually
doing the
actions of hand washing, yeah.
That's kind of funky.
Yeah, that's
I don't
funky.
Even know
I
what it
know
is.
I don't know the lyrics, though, It wouldn't be lost on me.
Or other people have said that maybe you could, you know, have a bit of country and western, bit of Dolly Parton.
Jolene. Not bad.
And for you, PJ, you could have the what-you-call-it version. What's the one you like, Miley Cyrus?
The Miley Cyrus version. Oh, jeez. Have you ever heard her singing that? Brilliant.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's 20 seconds long.
I should get some hand sanitizer while I'm doing this. I might as well make it worthwhile.
Okay, well, get some hand sanitizer, Jim, right? Here we go, because you could do it to Prince.
Whoa, what a
down you're
talking.
And the back,
bound,
and the palm.
The
onto the thumbs.
We're all doing it. We're such jackasses. You want to see the state of us doing the hand.
So the idea is, it's that full chorus, is it?
Yeah, it's the full chorus.
It's the 20 seconds.
It's 20 seconds, or you could go full ballad on it.
Do you know something? There's something strangely bathroom about that.
There is, isn't there? There is.
Remember to get under the fingernails. PJ, I've had an interesting one for you, actually, and it's smack bang on 20 seconds to wash your hands.
Get out of it. How can we How can we start over if the washing never ends? Is that genuinely on
it's
the list?
It's genuinely a 20-second call.
Lads.
There you go.
Lads.
The only thing is, if PJ Michael, took that on, as it is, he spends an inordinate amount of time in the bathroom anyway. For his bottom reasons. If you introduce that for his hand washing, we'll never get him out.
Lads, as if that we didn't know it was already the best song ever written. Now it's going to save the world.
I do think I have...
Michael Bolton is about to save the world. Let me just say that again.
Let me just say, though, I think I have a better one for
you. Okay.
Because this is just 20 seconds for you, PJ. What do you want to make those eyes of me for?
If they don't meet. That's it, because PJ loves the 50s. Loves the 50s. He actually knows the words to this. Remember that song?
Yeah.
See, you wouldn't have to worry about the lyrics. Oh, what do you want to make those eyes at me for?
Is that really on it, or are you just nagging me again?
No, I swear, that's just 20 seconds. Yeah.
So we'll be able, later on this afternoon, or we'll be able to hear PJ. He'll be in his little spot. In the bathroom, and you'll hear it coming from the bathroom. what the hell is he doing? He's washing his hands.
Yeah, I tell you, little did we know when this thing came out, lads, that it would be so much crack.
Yeah. I know.
Do you know what I mean? This is the most crack I've ever been while scared at the same time. Brilliant, though it is. I knew we were going to get to sing these hits.
There you go. You might start washing yourself even more.
I'll spit me hand and shake at it. It's a deal.
Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you? 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock here at Classic Hits on this Wednesday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. People have been on with their own little experiences of hand washing tunes, believe it or not. Somebody's been on to say, Denise, I think it is, says, Mason, my 6-year-old grandson, sings the first verse of Last Christmas.
Lads, this is amazing. Who knew hand washing hits was going to be an overriding theme of March
There'll
of
be an
2020?
Album of There'll be an album of it. Somebody will have a Spotify playlist of hand washing hits.
It's got that all over it. And if you call now, you know what I mean?
Clean your digits to the greatest tracks of all time.
Yeah, actually, if you call now, free bottle of antiseptic hand wash.
Yeah. Sanitizer with all... Anyway, right, so Mason does Last Christmas. Somebody else is suggesting... Who is this? Let me find out. It's Ellen has suggested you could change your favorite, Jolene.
Oh, yeah.
To Go Clean. Go clean, go clean, go clean. While you're washing your hands.
This coronavirus sure is really mean.
Yeah. Tim, on the other hand, isn't so impressed. Tim and Corky says, lads, can people not just count to 20, no?
Oh, look, you're knocking all the crack out of virus, Tim. Tim, the whole, you can count and have the crack at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes now I'd be looking forward to washing my hands. Knowing that I have an array of hand washing hits to choose from.
Exactly.
It's going to make it a far more enjoyable experience than just merely standing there and counting and looking forward to the hand dryer.
Now, there's a bit of difference of opinion as well. Margaret was on with Give Me Michael Bolton Any Day.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, it's the greatest song ever written
in the
world.
On the other hand, we had one in from Barry to say, lads, I'd rather death than be caught singing a Michael Bolton song.
Jeez. that's very harsh.
That's quite strong. You know what I mean?
Come on now. And as if he doesn't like the song. Because there's nobody in the world that can... it's like that... Remember Roundtree's Fruit Pastilles? You can't put one in your mouth without chewing it.
Yeah.
You cannot listen to that song in your ears without jigging it. Yeah. You can't. It's too good.
Somebody's saying, with PJ's taste in music, he would love the movie Still Crazy.
I haven't heard of that
movie. I don't know what that is. I assume it's in black and white from the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you want to make those?
Isn't it amazing that...
On the streets where you live.
Isn't it amazing though that, like, hand-washing hits...
Yeah.
Like, that the recommended hand-washing hits are literally some of my favourite songs. It seems to...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a strange irony. A man who rarely involves himself in washing... should have such an affinity with hand washing.
Outrageous slice to cast upon me.
Oh dear! Oh, anyway, thank you very much.
I'll be sneezing in your direction for the next few weeks.
That's
definitely 100%.
Yeah, because like I mean, I'm. You know, I think I'll start a bit of mass hysteria about you and your proximity to a recent kind of thing. You know what I mean? I think I might just target you.
Oh yeah!
And spread some rumors,
lads. Did you see that with the letter yesterday? If they were where I'm after moving to, round the corner. I'm on ground zero of the coronavirus after yesterday.
Should we not be isolating him, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to get a hazmat suit.
Lads,
yeah.
I am telling you, you know this whole thing with the band yesterday?
I think we should put you in there. You know where Tara does the news from?
You'd see, yeah, but let's see.
That small room.
I'd rather be in there on my own than out here with her. If after you did that, she'd kill you all, stone dead.
Yeah.
You'd be praying for a bang of the virus to let Tara wouldn't be killing you. But isn't that mad? Like, round the corner from where I'm after moving to, lads. Round the corner. Like, and I'm talking less than 3 minutes around the corner.
Yeah.
Where the band was and all. Ground zero. Lads. Like, lads.
Gallagher's high risk, man.
Yes, high risk.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Like, up to now, he could only have an effect on your mental health.
I
and
know.
Now it's like your physical health.
I think
health
he should
well.
Self-isolate for 2 weeks.
Don't give him that
in
option.
Here with ye.
No.
You've all been infected now. We're all in here together for 2 weeks, boys.
Oh my God.
No getting out of it now.
Yeah, Maria from Blondie at 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way very soon. 087-188-0008 if you want to try and get your hands on those script tickets. 23rd of June at Irish Independent Park. You could be there as they bang out all of the hits. They're our prize today. And of course, as I say, all you got to do is get five. Don't have anybody else to beat or any other kind of scores other than that five. Just get at least five correct answers and they will be yours. 087-188-0008 if you want to play. Now, if you're not a football fan, okay, fear not. I know the music in the background is quite obviously the match of the day, match of the day theme. But this is a football story with a bit of a difference. And it's a football story that just about... Just about everybody can celebrate.
Oh, come on. Well done, Dara Corley. Well done, Dara Corley. If you don't know who Dara Corley is, he's the 10-year-old young lad who wrote the letter to Jurgen Klopp. And just to read out his letter, his letter he wrote on the 24th of January, he penned it. Dear Jurgen Klopp, my name is Dara. I am 10 years old and I go to Glen Swilly National School in Donegal. I support Manchester United. Way! And the reason I am writing is to complain. Liverpool are winning too many games. If you win 9 or more games, then you have the best unbeaten run in English football. And being a United fan, that is very, very sad. So the next time Liverpool play, please make them lose. You should just let the other team score. I hope I've convinced you not to win the league or win another match ever again. Yours sincerely, Dara. And he sent it off.
And to be fair to Jurgen Klopp, he sent back a really magnanimous and lovely letter to him saying, look, I can't really make that happen because I actually get paid to make Liverpool win. That is my job.
I know.
United are very lucky to have you as a fan and, you know, our clubs have great respect and all that. He sent a lovely letter back
to
him.
Well, yeah, but he did. But he also says, look, I have to help Liverpool win as there's millions of people around the world who want them to win and who are Liverpool fans and I really don't want to let them down. Come on, Jurgen. Everybody wants to let Liverpool fans down. So I can't really take Klopp too serious there.
But the reason... Now, you'll know this guy. I mean, obviously, he famously appeared on the Late Late Show...
with Roy Keane.
...when Roy Keane was on.
And then told Roy Keane he wanted to be a professional rugby player.
Exactly.
Like, he's upsetting everyone. He's brilliant. I love this kid so much.
But the thing about it is, right, the reason we're mentioning it again is because there's been this huge thing on social media, as you can imagine, among everybody bar Liverpool fans, with all of this kind of stuff... where they're looking for statues to be put up to Derek Cleary. They're looking for for, like, you know, I don't know, knighthoods to be bestowed on him,
oh,
and freedom of the city, and basically
they want chants and all in the football grounds, and
because
they've lost three times. They were completely and utterly unbeaten. They were bordering on being the most winningest team in the Premier League. They were on the door when they were to play Watford. That would have been it. That would have been the record.
Yeah, would have been City's record.
3-0. And the point, the fact that the next day on TalkSport, the headline wasn't Liverpool finally lose. It was young Irish boy jumps for joy after 3-0 win. Like, it's incredible. And they've lost three times since he's written the letter. It's amazing, so including up as far as last night.
Yeah, the Atletico Madrid result, the Watford result, and now, of course, this Chelsea result last night. So people are seeing this. Like, it's turned into almost like moving statues.
Yeah,
hasn't it? It's a miracle.
It's the miracle.
That young boy is like the, I don't know, patron saint of football.
The miracle child of Manchester United has been found in Donegal. Yeah, he's got the magic touch. It's just amazing. So, Dara Curley, from the bottom of our hearts here in Classic Hits with Jim and myself, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We can't thank you enough.
Not just us now, because, I mean, if you looked on social media, there was a great meme doing the rounds of a lad walking into a dressing room where they're all celebrating, and they'd swap the heads with the logos of all the other clubs.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
After that Watford result.
Oh, of course they did. Yes, you'd have to. I know. Look, Liverpool fans are already texting in. Are you happy now we won't win three? Are you happy that we are? I know. Listen, it's not been the best year for anyone but you. You have to give us Dara Curley, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're taking anything we can get from the scraps of the Liverpool table at the moment.
I tell you something. I hope that the lad is going to get it. At the very least, I hope he's going to get paraded out on the hallowed turf at Old Trafford at some stage.
I know, oh my God.
He's got to get a meet and greet after doing that.
He has to, surely. Like, yeah. Or even Solskjaer's job. He's after winning three.
That's right.
You know, who's the next one? Pochettino is gone, he's not around.
Yeah. Dara's at the wheel.
Dara is at the wheel. Dara for management.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the
more.
It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Now, if you're going to be on the Breakfast Table Quiz, the week you want to do it is the week that there's a prize for everyone every day. Like this week, we've been handing out these tickets for the script. Over the last couple of days, we've got our final pair to hand out today. It is the chance to see the script live at Irish Independent Park on the 23rd of June. Final pair of script tickets. Only requirement is
five or more. So get five right and it's all yours, the last set we have. So, Mairead Coffee in Dublin is going to play. Is that right, Mairead?
Yeah, good morning, PJ. Good morning, June.
Morning, Mairead. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff, good stuff. What's their plans for the day?
Well, I had to pull over because I had the dog to bring him to the park.
Oh,
and as soon as he hears your music coming on for the table quiz, he goes nuts in the morning.
The dog loves the quiz.
The dog, yeah.
Is he any good at getting the answers?
No, I don't think so. He's not that clever.
Oh, that's such a shame.
I don't know. I mean, maybe we should give him a go.
Yeah, give him a shot there. You know, is he as fond of the script even?
Yeah, but it'd be hard enough to keep him quiet, so...
All right, all right.
Fair point. Okay, Mairead. Oh, right, listen, I assume you're a big fan of the script, though.
Well, actually, I'm hoping to win these tickets for my daughters. They're actually going to see them on Thursday night in the Tree Arena as well. So.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Are they?
So they're Uber fans.
Yeah,
right.
Are, yeah.
Okay, well, listen.
Daughter's going to the script and the dog can't even get into the park looking out the window.
Yeah, the dog never gets a chance to do the quiz.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The daughter's gallivanting everywhere. Right, listen, Mairead, the very best of luck. All we need are at least five correct answers in the 60 seconds. Ready to go?
Oh, yes, thank you, yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
Jane Austen wrote the 1813 novel Pride and What?
Prejudice.
Which rock band released an album in the year 2000 entitled All That You Can't Leave Behind?
Aerosmith.
It's U2. Claudia Schiffer is best known in what profession?
Model.
What is the national flower of Wales?
The rose.
It's a daffodil, a locket is traditionally worn around what part of the body?
Your neck.
To which North African country does the Suez Canal belong?
Morocco.
It's Egypt. On what part of the body would you use Brill Cream?
Your hair.
Yeah, singer Bjork is from what country?
Iceland.
Which Australian marsupial lives mainly on a diet of eucalyptus leaves?
I don't know.
It's a koala, snap and butter, a varieties of what vegetable?
Mushrooms.
Beans, what is the name for the lead singer of Madness?
Doug.
Yeah, which variety of bean takes its name for the resemblance to a biological organ?
Kidney.
In which decade did Meatloaf release the album Bat Outta Hell?
70s.
It is the 70s, it is.
Well done.
Well done, Mairead. I think it's safe to say you and the dog are going to the script. The daughters may stay at home.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers. More than super. Enough, Mairead. Well done.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Not at all. What's your daughter's name, by the way?
Tara and Aoife.
And okay. What's the dog's name?
Bailey.
All
okay,
right,
well,
Bailey.
Tell Bailey our apologies. He didn't get to play the quiz. But for Tara and Aoife, tell them to enjoy the script at Irish Independent Park on the 23rd of June. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Not
love
at all.
Show, guys.
Have a great day, Mairead.
Thanks, Mairead. See you later. Bye.
Take care.